Hey friends, thank you so much for tuning in to today's broadcast. You know, we're fully listener supported, which means that we can't do the work that we're doing unless we have your support. Please pray about becoming a monthly partner to this ministry. We are affecting the lives of many people by the grace of God. And in order for us to expand or even to stay doing what we're doing, we need your help. Thank you so much for prayerfully considering to become a partner. We truly appreciate you and bless you in Jesus' name. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I have an amazing guest who's going to be on the program. He's coming out with a new movie that you got to see. Christian films have been doing amazing. They've been going around the Hollywood system. And this film is going to tell a story that I think you need to hear. Gentleman's name is Willie Robertson. I'm sure you know him from the series Duck Dynasty on A&E. He is also the CEO of Duck Commander. And he lives in Louisiana with his wife, Corey. And I think he's got six or seven kids. Got a lot of kids. I want to welcome Willie Robertson to the show. Mr. Robertson, welcome.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm doing good. So, yeah, you got like six or seven kids, don't you?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I'm not sure how many it is either. It's six. Six kids, man. Six grandkids. Lord willing, we'll have seven grandkids here shortly. So,
well, congratulations. And I am really excited to hear about the film. I'm actually out here in Nashville as well. And, you know, this film's going to be coming out September 28th. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the story and how this all happened?
Yeah, it's really a story of redemption, of hope, when everything seems hopeless. So it's the story of my parents, Phil and Kay Robertson, who went on to, be on Duck Dynasty and do a lot of things. And so we took the story way back where it began, which is their marriage and their life. And really the struggles and how it almost all ended. And if the marriage had ended, then, you know, if you track that forward, there wouldn't have been a company, Duck Commander. There wouldn't have been a show all the way to right here this moment. I wouldn't be on your podcast, I'm assuming, unless I'd done something else in life. So it really changed the trajectory of their whole life. And it starts, it's a timepiece. It's set in the 50s and 60s and 70s. So it was kind of cool to shoot a movie like that, you know, where we went kind of back in time and shot it right around Northwest Louisiana, where they live, as youngsters. And amazingly, there's some places that look like it's stuck in the 50s, 60s. Some of the things there. Yeah, it looks just like it did. And so we shot it ourselves with our production company, Tread Lively. And because we really had an impact, really, when we saw Duck Dynasty and the impact it made on people.
Right.
You know, we were like, man, there needs to be more movies and TV and stuff, you know, that families can watch. And so so we got into that, and we weren't sure whether to do this project right off the bat, but it being our own family. But we just thought the story was so incredible, just of what they came through and what led to, you know, eventually Duck Dynasty, and also a lot more things, you know, podcasts and other shows and books and all this kind of stuff that people know all over the world. And so, yeah, we took it back, and it's just, you know, it's, you think it's a story of Phil and kind of how he came out, kind of had this enormous come to Jesus moment. But I think it's really about Kay and her dedication to stick it out with him through the hard times for the sake of her family. Yeah. And to hold that thing together.
That's so important, man. You know, a lot of times I say people see the glory, they don't know the story. And I love how the Lord is using the testimony of your family to really show how, you know, things came to be the way they are today. God has used you as a voice many times to stand for biblical values and principles. And I know there's been times you've taken stances that have not been easy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how it's been being in the public spotlight and having your family in the public spotlight? How is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, most of my memories happen right after the movie ends, which is the early 70s, when I started remembering things. And then what I remember really is the good and the positive that this couple had. And dad just, you know, had this really fire for the Lord and really wanted to share with others. I think he was really bold, but I think he was just so appreciative of what God brought him through. He just wanted to share that with others. So I saw that and was very influenced by it, especially the sharing the faith aspect of it and just sharing that good news. And, you know, it's like if he could turn around, then really anyone can. So it was so remarkable to see that. So that really influenced me. And then as in life, you know, we we did the same things we do now. We just did them on a way smaller scale, you know, locally here in our hometown. And then, in fact, the whole TV show Duck Dynasty, when I went to Dad and said, "Hey, I think they want to film a show about us," and he was like, "Ah, it's a terrible idea. You know, no one's going to watch this." And I said, "Well, I mean, it could be a bigger platform where we could share the gospel." And, you know, probably literally based on that, he agreed to do it. And then the movie was very similar. We approached him about doing this movie, and which I knew would be hard for him. You know, it's, you know, I think in Christianity and even in life, we're like, "Hey, that's the past, and you got to look forward and, you know, forget what's gone. You can't change anything." And I think that's good and great until we decided to make a movie and highlight that whole part of their life, you know, the whole dark chapter. But again, he said, "Well, if we think it'll help some people and, you know, maybe could get the good news out there to people and they can learn from us, then let's do it." And so they yielded to share with everyone what they went through.
That's right. You know, we're in a time where our nation is divided in many ways. There's a lot of polarization. When you're out there and you talk to the folks, what type of responses do you get from, you know, fans and people like that when you're out there?
I would say in general, though, you know, I mean, even people I've met, you know, that aren't, maybe they're not believers or even different parts of entertainment. It's amazing how, you know, when you really just sit and talk with people, you know, the commonality that we have. And, you know, I think people get on social media or even like in politics, they, you know, they toe these lines, you know, but you get these people out of the spotlight, or if you just talk to people face to face, you'll find a different reaction to that. So, you know, there's a hype machine that, you know, there's a lot of money made. There's a lot of things that sell based on us being at each other's throats all the time. And so, you know, that's all perpetuated. And so you just got to keep that in mind sometimes that, you know, there's a fix in there, you know, as far as
absolutely, man.
You know, I'm not saying we don't have a problem. I'm not saying there's definitely issues that, you know, that we're struggling to get along on. But I do say, you know, if you watch the news and what people put out, that's what sells, you know, it's the train wreck, you know, that everybody wants to see.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned your grandfather. I know you're a father. You got your daughter Sadie that's out there pretty out there now. I mean, how is it to see your kids that are also out there kind of following some of your footsteps? What does that feel like as a father?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, people would tell me like, "Man, your kids turned out good." And I'm like, "Well, they're still turning out too. So it's got to wait."
True.
It's like you're always watching to see. But they do, you know, they have, you know, they found their own faith and different journeys, you know, and it's different. And I can't imagine even being a youngster right now in these times. It's it seems more chaotic than when I was young, but probably the generation before, you know, probably people have been saying that for years. But yeah, it is. It's nice seeing, you know, them in one way use that platform, you know, for something positive. We definitely read the stories about people on TV and reality and Disney stars or whatever who just turn out to be tragic, you know. And so it's a lot, and I think they've done great with it. And by the way, it's one thing that I never had experience with, you know. Most everything they do in life I've experienced, but, you know, being in the spotlight or being famous per se at a young age, I didn't have to deal with that. So we're proud of them for sure.
Yeah. How old were you when you started getting in the public spotlight?
I mean, Doug Nasty started when I was 40. So that kind of lets you know. I mean, there was a TV show before. So probably late 30s, mid 30s is, but we had done some video. We had done, you know, we were on videos and at least in the outdoor space. And so some people knew who we were from that, you know, from the old way back, all the way back to the 80s. You know, you got the Duck Commander videos with duck hunting. And then I started Buck Commander and started doing that. And so, I had some guys in Nashville with us, some singers that were on the show with us. So we started, you know, it was awesome because we kind of got our feet wet. We're able to, you know, by the time Duck Dynasty started for me, I'd had just enough to know just enough to not be completely blown away by what was going to happen.
That's so good. You know, I've been in the Christian world for a while, and there's an industry, there's a business aspect to it as well. And I think it's really important, and it's amazing how you've done it, where you've navigated through it and held your faith and held to the standards of your beliefs and just stayed true. I think people notice that and they respect that. What are some of the ways that you were able to do that?
Well, you know, it's always a battle, and it's hard, you know, and it's hard to, you know, you've got to keep that faith number one, you know, in your life. And that can be difficult whoever you are, wherever you are, and whatever stage of life you're in. You know, I think the, there's a real evil one out there who's constantly, you know, trying to scheme and, you know, come after you and break things apart. And then just, you know, I think being a person's difficult. And so, you know, for me, I try to stay rooted in the Word, and I just try to read it and let it guide my life, and you know, be around people that can encourage you, but not exclusively. You know, I think sometimes people think like, I'm not going to be around anyone who's not a believer. And if that's the case, then how are you ever going to talk to anyone? For instance, my dad would not have become a believer. The preacher on the movie goes to the bar to share the gospel with him. So you have to let yourself be open enough to be around people, to care about people and do that as well. So, but also that can help encourage you as well. You know, when I'm sitting and trying to share my faith with someone, that also encourages me as well, you know, or I may hear their stories. And I'm like, whoo, man, that's a reminder, you know, of what not to do, where not to be. And so that can be helpful as well.
That's true. You know, I was a Hollywood actor as a child, and I ended up at the age of around 21 getting stabbed 9 times, one in the heart. And the Lord got a hold of my life. That's a crazy story. You know, it's up on my pages and everything. But so God got a real, you know, hold of my life. But I grew up in Hollywood. I knew a lot of the young actors and actresses personally, and I saw the lifestyle. And I have to tell you, people like yourself have really encouraged me and people around me to see that you can have faith and also be out there in the public eye. You can, you know, stand and hold your values and the principles of the Word of God. And I really appreciate that, man. I think that this is a very special thing. It's a needed thing. It's, you know, people are looking for real role models, people they can look to. I think your daughter is another one. You mentioned Disney girls and things like that. Thank God there's a person like your daughter that's out there that's saying, hey, look, I can stand for Christian values and principles, and I can still be out here. And, you know, so I really appreciate that about your family. Get back to the movie here. We got a few minutes left. The story is very interesting because I don't think people would have thought all these things in looking at you guys. Now, what are some of the scenes of the movie that really impacted you just watching him again, seeing him reenacted?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't sugarcoat it. You know, it's if it's under the Christian movie banner, that's okay, but it's certainly not. It's, most of it's not Christian because it doesn't get Christian until the end. We had to work hard just to, you know, keep it PG-13 and keep it palatable for that. And so I think you'll get a sense of that. But I mean, to me, if you don't, you know, we didn't want to sugarcoat everything and cover everything up and make it sound like in any way that we're, you know, had this thing easy. It was really difficult, and especially for my parents to go through that. And so, you know, I think one of my favorite scenes is actually, it's towards the end where the preacher, Phil, reaches back out to a preacher when Phil's life is just completely in the toilet. It's just gone. He's out in the middle of the woods. He's running from the law. He's kicked us out. Mom has moved out of town. She's taken us. And I think Kay was done. I think she thought she might not ever see him again. And you know, he reaches back out to this preacher. And the way the preacher goes through, you know, when he actually shares the good news with Dad, was just, it's so good, you know, on the show, just how he explains that really quickly, and how it all makes sense to Phil, to explain to this guy what this would look like, you know, and what could happen to him in his life, you know, if he took this as an option. And so it's one of my favorite parts, is just where, you know, Phil's at the end of it. He's like, he's tried everything else to, you know, satisfy himself in life. And that's one thing that I think was really neat.
You know, you said something which reminded me of my story. When I was in Hollywood, I would go to the bars and clubs, and I walked outside one time and I saw a guy with a cross. It wasn't Arthur Blessed, but it was another guy with a cross. You know, it made me tear up. I was coming out. I was drunk. You know, I was coming out. Here's this guy with a cross. He came to where I was at, you know, and I'm not saying to go to bars and clubs, but there's something about street evangelism. There's something about people that go in there on a mission. And think about the dynasty that's happened here in your family and everything. That wouldn't happen if that guy didn't go in there and share the gospel. And how important is it for us as believers to share and to do the Great Commission?
Yeah, actually, I just wrote a book on it, so it'll be out next year. And it goes through stories like that, you know, certainly Dad's story and the impact it had on me. But man, there's so many that, you know, think I wrote my book, you know, I think people may say, yeah, that should be, we should definitely do that. But I think it may be all about that. You know, it's all about sharing what you have. I mean, once you've gotten the Lord and you've gotten him, that's great for you, but that only affects you. And so now we're talking about who else, you know, who else can we tell about that? And so if we, you know, once we have the answer, you know, it's to go do that. I think Jesus was clear in that at the end of Matthew when he commissions those guys like, hey, go teach it, you know, yes, baptize people, make disciples. I mean, that was the challenge. In fact, at a time when it was, he had just gotten crucified. Like, right. The times weren't good. It wasn't like, no. But he didn't. I probably would say, hey, stay safe. Think about how we tell everybody, like, hey, stay safe, be careful. And that wasn't the message. The message was to to get the message out there. And and I think it's huge. And I think, you know, man, if we don't do that, you know, and we wonder why, you know, I wonder why everything looks like it's going to hell in a handbasket. That's right. Maybe because we're not telling others that there's a better way. And so I'm just so thankful that someone shared that with my father. And I've tried to do that as well, share that with others. And it's a journey. You know, first time my dad heard it, he did not respond, you know, in that bar, he did not respond. You know? And it was later. So sometimes you plant that seed, like you saw the guy with the cross, you know, there's a seed planted right there. That's right. And it's bang, and it's something you can come back to.
That's right. The word of God is not returned back void. I know you got to go, man. Thank you for taking the time to share this with the audience today. And so the movie's coming out. Let's see here. It's at the end of September. And so it's going to be
September 28th.
And it's going to be theaters all around the nation. And people just go to the regular theater and they'll be able to see it, right?
That's it. Or you can go to theblindmovie.com, learn all about it, see the trailer, and go support it. It's easy to complain about entertainment that's not for the family and that's not good and wholesome. And so the tougher part is actually go out and support it. And believe me, Hollywood, they notice. They notice when things do well, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And they're seeing it. I mean, look at the last couple of films that have been out. It's just
been incredible.
We're praying in Jesus' name the same favor over your film and that it reaches many people for the gospel and many people get saved. And Mr. Robertson, I'm just so thankful he came on, man. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, fam.
All right. We'll talk soon. We'll be right back with the Todd Coconato Show.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.